Hey, listen, are you thinking about buying tickets to your favorite sports, concert, or theater event? Maybe you want to experience a basketball game courtside rather than on your couch. Maybe you go to a hockey game and you bang on the glass instead of your own TV in your own living room. Then head on over to FanExchange.com for a safe, easy, and reliable experience. Tickets purchased on FanExchange are always guaranteed. There's no getting to the gate and worrying about getting in. So whether it's NBA, Major League Baseball, WrestleMania, Coachella, maybe a Broadway musical, FanExchange will get you closer to the action. Find the very best seats at the best prices at FanExchange.com. Use the promo code Rome, and you'll get 50% off the service fees on your next purchase. Fan Exchange, we have tickets. That's Fan Exchange. Let's get it. A tremendous Friday to you. Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome, and I am live in Southern California in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Nice to have you here. All right, the Friday show's banging. Let me tell you what we got going. I've got an interview coming up next segment. Corey Maggette, former NBA player and a Big Three league player, joins us. So right off the top, Corey Maggette is going to join us. That's coming up next segment. In the meantime, your telephone number is toll-free. Toll-free. I pay for it. You do not have to pay. Just make sure in return I get a good telephone call. Somebody set this thing up for me. 1-800-636-8686. It is smack-off season. We are close to announcing a date. You want to get yourself in? It's never too soon to start trying. Call the program right now, 1-800-636-8686. Maybe you've been laying out. Maybe you found the show after losing it. Maybe you're new to the program. Maybe you want to see if you've got what it takes. Only one way to find out. Call the show right now. Get through the EP, Adam Hawk, to get to me. Get on the air. Take your shot. Or follow me on Twitter. If you're not sure whether or not you've got the chops to make that telephone call, just thumb out a tweet at Jim Rome or email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. In addition to Corey Maggette in hour number two, I've got a safety for the Tennessee Titans, Kevin Byard. Hour number three, the manager of the San Diego Padres, Andy Green. We are back in San Diego, 97.3. Nice to be there. Hit me up, San Diego. San Diego, hit me up right now. We had a great day yesterday. It was so good to be back. Friday is always an awesome day. I've got Alvy's Week that was coming up a little bit later on. I've got the ATP and a lot more going into the weekend. In fact, before a take, would I start with an email? Why the hell not? Dear Romy, so stoked to have you back on. So stoked it's Friday. I'm a longtime listener. I know you want us to make the show better, so I plan on doing that. I am not looking for Sandstorm. I am not looking for Marky Mark. I am not looking for Yoko. Romy, hit me with some of that yodeling Walmart kid. Thanks, and I will hang up and I will listen. War Friday. War the grind, including it. War Rome in San Diego again. Dylan in Claremont.
Today is Friday.
God, I wish I had that kid's game. I'd give anything to be able to yodel like that. I don't want to rap. I don't want to sing. I don't want to rhyme. I want to yodel. There you go. Alvin, you got to trick that thing up. Alvin, you should work your magic with that thing. That'd be the best thing ever. All right, so where to start? You know, with everything going on in the world of sports right now, you know if I'm starting with hockey right out of the gate, then something significant went down last night. Now, I know how this goes. I know how this plays. Those of you that like hockey love it when I bust out in this nationally syndicated program and start with hockey. Those of you who do not give a damn about hockey wonder why I would ever start my show with a take on hockey. I get that. I see it working and I understand it. But understand this. I know what I'm doing. This is not my first day here. If I'm starting with hockey, it's not that I'm playing to that smaller audience over there. I'm coming up with something that is kind of transcendent. Something that will appeal to those of you who aren't down, who aren't into hockey. I get this. I know what I'm doing. This ain't my first rodeo. Man, have some faith. Follow along. If I'm starting with hockey, something significant went down last night. It did. It's leading me to this as well. Nobody loves the NHL postseason more than me, but go ahead and cancel the NHL playoffs right now. Yes, I said it. Yeah. Because while there are other games ahead, In fact, 2 months of hockey still ahead. You're just not going to find a better goal than the one scored by Philip Forsberg last night. And no, this is not me honking for the Preds because I did pick the Preds to win it all. This is completely objective. That goal from Forsberg was objectively filthy, completely and utterly nasty. But in order to properly set the stage, especially if you are new to the sport or you really only pick up on hockey when the playoffs start, let's get something very clear. Yes, Nashville is the number one seed. They've got the best record in hockey. Yes, they're going up against the Colorado Avalanche, who were a disaster last year. And they turned everything around this year just to reach the postseason. But it doesn't mean that the Avs are simply happy to be in the playoffs and that they were overawed by the moment and the experience. In fact, not at all. They jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the first period. That stunned the Predators. You figure the Avalanche had awoken the sleeping giant. So when Nashville scores less than 4 minutes into the second, it stood to reason that the Lanch were going to collapse. But they didn't. They went right back to retake that lead less than 2 minutes later. Really impressive. On the road, in one of the most hostile barns in the league, and Colorado is hanging in there. Nashville ties it up before the end of the second. But the way the Avs had shown up, anything was possible in the third period. I could have imagined any sort of scenarios, but never the one that I saw because Forsberg went to work. 6:08 into the third period, he breaks the tie with this.
Predators win the draw. Johansson got it back to Ellis. Arvidsson backhands out, and that shot, and the tip of the score. The Predators with Philip Forsberg in front take a 3-2 lead.
Preds radio. So 6:08 into the third, he broke the tie with that. Then 6 minutes later, he broke the entire internet with this.
Ice advantage as far as they go this time. Forsberg, what a ball, he scores!
I mean, this is just unbelievable. You talk about skill. Philip Forsberg's able to carry this puck through the neutral zone and then watch the nifty stick work right here. Through the legs, he's able to get it past Girard, and then what a finish on Jonathan Bernier. Through the legs, Girard cannot find a way to defend him, and then he just puts it past a stunned Jonathan Bernier. Just some fantastic stuff by Forsberg.
Wait, what? Wait, what the hell was that? Are you watching on CBS Sports Network? Have you seen that goal? Have you seen the video? What the hell was that? I've watched hockey my entire life. I have never, ever seen anything like that. Can you run it back for me one more time?
They have home ice advantage as far as they go this time. Forsberg, what a ball, he scores!
I mean, this is just unbelievable. You talk about skill. Philip Forsberg's able to carry this puck through the neutral zone and then watch the nifty stick work right here. Through the legs, he's able to get it past Girard, and then what a finish.
I'll say it again. I have watched hockey my entire life. I mean, dating back. I hate to date myself, but I mean dating back to the old WHA days. Early 1970s. I used to go watch the LA Sharks in the old LA Sports Arena. We had season tickets to the LA Kings way back in the day when they pulled 7,000 people a night. Triple Crown line, even prior to that. I've watched that game my entire life. I love hockey. I have never seen a guy do what he did. I have never seen that. I mean, I thought that a Rockies outfielder parachuting into the middle of a brawl with the Padres was going to be the most amazing video that I saw all week long, yet I was wrong. I have watched that goal 50 times. 50! And I still don't understand it. I mean, I see it. I can describe it, but I do not understand it. I've got a better understanding of the Forsberg trade than I do of that Forsberg goal. If you haven't seen it, go see it. If you have seen it, you know what I'm saying. This guy goes between his legs, between the defenseman's legs, and then he scores. I mean, deking between your legs is one thing. Going between your opponent's legs is another. But doing both and then scoring, it's a joke. I mean, I'm not even going to sit here and clown defenseman Samuel Girard or the goaltender, Jonathan Bernier, because what the hell could they do? That was a clean death and an honorable one at that. You want to claim that Girard and Bernier look like they never saw it coming? Of course, because nobody would. Nobody could see that coming. Nobody's thinking, hey, wait, I know what this cat's going to do. He's going to go between his legs, through my legs, and then beat the goaltender. Nobody knows Forsberg better than his own teammates know him, and even they couldn't believe it. They were stunned. Austin Watson, quote, "That was unbelievable. I don't know if you guys panned over to the jaw or to the bench, but all of our jaws dropped. He thinks of doing things out there that wouldn't even happen in my dreams," end quote. Colton Sissons, quote, "He just does unbelievable things all the time, it seems, for us in here. But to do it on this day, in an intense playoff game, it's pretty unbelievable," end quote. And then you ask Forsberg, what did he make of the whole thing? Quote, "It was just one of those that come up, I guess, when you skate, and it worked," end quote. Yeah, pretty basic, right? Pretty basic if you ask me, just something that kind of comes up and it works. Nothing too crazy. Just putting clown suits on professional hockey players who have played the game their entire lives. Not that big of a deal. Not that big of a deal. So big, I think I will run it back one more time.
They have home ice advantage as far as they go this time. Forsberg, what a move! He scores! I mean, this is just unbelievable. You talk about skill. Philip Forsberg's able to carry this puck through the neutral zone and then watch the nifty stick work right here. Through the legs, he's able to get it past Girard, and then what a finish on Jonathan Bernier. Through the legs, Girard
just
cannot find a way to defend him. And then
go ahead and cancel playoffs right now, because it's not going to get any better than that. In fact, I take that back. Let's keep playing the playoffs, but make sure you show that goal during every single game. A good enough goal, a crazy enough goal, that I could start my Friday program with it and do an entire open on it. That wild of a goal. Never seen anything like it. So, we're talking hockey. I'm not really into the national anthem prior to that game. Well, I mean, I'm into the national anthem. I'm always about the national anthem. Let me strike that and rephrase that. I'm not really into who sang the national anthem. In fact, let me strike that and rephrase that. It's not that I'm not into the guys that sang the national anthem. I'm just not into your take about the guys that sang the national anthem. Do you see me working? I think you do. Lots of hockey to talk about, including the Capitals, right on cue, doing what they do. Man, I could not work any harder to tell you that this year is going to be different, that this crew is going to be different. And then they do what they always do. That's coming up. NBA playoffs about to get underway. I want to talk about that. The Knicks have already fired Jeff Hornacek, and they want to talk to Jay Wright. That's funny. That's very funny. Hey, shoot your shot, I guess. Why not? Just know that Jay Wright's got a much better job than the one you want to offer him. Yes, I said that too. The Villanova job is a better job than the New York Knicks job, at least for Jay Wright.
Laugh out loud.
An email, like I said, I know it's polarizing, and I'm not doing it to be polarizing. I know that some of you love when I start with hockey, and a lot of you just don't get that at all. This email, thanks for the love for Smashville. 15 more to go, baby. Hope you enjoy a catfish dinner at Javier's tonight. Also, thanks to the Washington Crapitals for virtually giving us Forsberg for nothing. Go Preds. Michael in Smashville, like I said, this guy knows what I'm saying. I understand that trade better than I understand that goal, because nobody understands that trade. This dude's on to me. Enjoy your catfish at Javier's tonight. I might.
Smash.
All right, so at Running Wolf, 1978 tweets, always great for you to talk hockey. I'm a huge fan. Bleep the haters. Again, I'm not doing it to go contrarian. I thought that goal was that amazing. That's why I started the show with that. All right, lots more to get to. A ton more to get to. I've got a lot of content for you. It's going to be a great Friday show. Let's go strong. Let's earn that happy hour. Let's earn that weekend. The grind does include Friday. When we come back, Corey Maggette, a player for the Big Three League, joins us. Kevin Byard next hour. Andy Green in hour number three. Getting max performance out of anything depends on what you put into it. If you want to achieve maximum performance at work, you got to put in the extra effort. If you want maximum performance from your kids, you put in the extra time and the tools. And when you want max performance from your vehicle, you put in Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. Modern engines are smaller. They're more powerful. They require an oil that works that much stronger and harder for you as well. Higher engine pressures cause significant stress on the oil. So you need the right oil in your car, and the right oil is Castrol Edge. It's formulated with fluid titanium technology, which helps to reduce friction and maximize your engine's performance. Castrol Edge is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. That according to the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 Viz grade. If Orban's name is on it, you know it's legit. Castrol Edge. Thank you, Albie. Castrol Edge. Put it in your car today. It's in all of our cars. Castrol Edge.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
We're efforting, radio slash TV term, efforting Corey Maggette. NBA playoffs getting underway, and I want to talk about a couple of teams that aren't there. The LA Lakers, 5 years in a row have not been there, and Lonzo Ball had his outgoing or exit meeting yesterday and said that, among other things, Magic Johnson told him, this is the most important summer of your life. True dat. That's true. They're going to go as far as this guy takes him. They go as he goes. But Irv, be sure you look in the mirror and understand the same thing about yourself. It's your important summer too. Your most important summer as well. Doesn't matter what Lonzo does this summer. Doesn't matter how many shots he gets up. Doesn't matter how much stronger he gets in the gym. If you don't get this guy, the guys that he needs to run with, legitimate alphas, the guys that you were brought here to sign to the line that is dotted, it won't matter. So believe me, this summer is every bit as important to Irv as it is to Lonzo. And Irv told Lonzo it's the most important summer of his life. The Knicks fired Jeff Hornacek, and yes, they would like a word with Jay Wright. I think I know what that word is. Hilarious. Yeah, I'm still getting a lot of tweets. Tim tweets, was that Philip Forsberg or David Copperfield? At Buck Nickel tweets, can we have an entire segment with that yodeling remix as a bed? Thanks. Yeah, too much of a good thing is a bad thing, right? I'll tell you what, can you imagine being at a rave when that went down, when that happened? Glow sticks everywhere. That kid hits the stage. That kid explodes on the stage. People rolling face when that kid starts yodeling. People rolling face. Glow sticks illuminated. 5 a.m. after party in a discreet warehouse in the 909. I was once on this list in Los Angeles way back in the day. And like the secret society. And I did this once. You had to get on a list and you had to get the email. And the email directed you to the party. But the party wasn't really the party. The after party was the party. And it would go down in these places that you didn't know about unless you were on the list. And I did that once thinking that was very LA. Very lame. Once was all it took. There I am, allegedly rolling face at 4 o'clock in the morning in some warehouse somewhere in Hollywood. Did not live up to the hype. Was not all that. Now, if this kid had been playing there, I'd still be a part of that secret society. One more email. Rome, I too am an avid listener. And I want to make the show better as well. Yada, 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 yada. I don't want Marky Mark, Sandstorm, or Yokes, or the Walmart Yodeler Kid. Hit me with some monsters. Thanks, Billy D. It's a good tune. If Billy D hit the stage with that, I'd be rolling face there too. Signed, Ken and Mission Viejo. Were you getting your audience hyped to start your Friday show? Unwar people who hang more than one calendar in their home or office. When I get hyped, I yodel. I'm trying to remember who it was. One of the tour stops, one of the athletes ripped his shirt off on stage. And I'm trying to think who it was. Like, I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, obviously somebody who felt pretty good about them. And I almost got caught up in that moment. Like, when I get hyped, I take my shirt off. Luckily, I thought better of it. Who did that? There's got to be a clone listening right now that remembers. What tour stop? That's his poll question. What tour stop was it where a guy got up on stage and ripped his shirt off back in the day? Caleb in Green Bay tweets, I thought vanilla ice cream and the rest of Tabasco fats repped the national anthem perfectly and respectfully. This is what I'm talking about. Leave it to Caleb to know exactly what I'm talking about and to violate what I said. Caleb, I was talking to you, bro. You were the guy that I was talking to when I said I'm not really into talking about who did the national anthem prior to that game. You want to talk about the game itself. You want to talk about that goal. You want to talk about the matchup. Let's go ahead and do that. You know what? You want to talk hockey? I'll talk hockey. You will not find a nationally syndicated program that does a better job of doing that, of respecting and appreciating the NHL. I love that product. I am on record as saying the NHL postseason is the best postseason. So you want to talk hockey? Let's talk hockey. But I'm not going to talk about rascal fats, or as Caleb points out, Tabasco fats, or vanilla ice cream. I don't care that these dudes look like they may have chunked up slightly since the last time we saw them open up a Preds playoff game. Hell, if you want to talk country music, it's not where I live, but I'll even do that. I mean, Stagecoach is coming up here in SoCal. It's one of Janet's big things. Janet and the girls always go to Stagecoach. It's like the country version of Coachella. You want to talk about that? I can talk about that. You want to talk about how these guys have 17 number one singles? We can do that. Fine. Great. You want to talk about how they've sold 24 million albums worldwide? Better yet, just do not expect me to engage you in the same tired, sophomoric, juvenile rhetoric that comes anytime you alleged 4% body fatters see a couple of guys who look like they may have loosened the belt, may have unbuttoned their Friday denim, may have dropped into one of those spandex hockey jerseys. I mean, they're not that tight. Maybe they're actual authentic gamers. Have you thought about that? You know, they make them with the new material that everybody's wearing, so it's tougher to hook and hold on to. Ever think about that? Or maybe these guys, and I don't know because I don't know these guys, maybe they came off the rails last weekend, like many of us do, and maybe they gained a pound or two in the process. What the hell do you even care? Why does it even matter? You want to talk vocal range? Let's do that. Their incredible vocal range, not the brick of free-range bacon that you insist that they inhaled before they belted out that anthem. This is not going to be a thing all playoff long. This is not an invitation to try to tell me that Dane Cook is going to sing before game two, or that Belly Clark Bar is in the on-deck circle. Adele is not flying on a, quote, cargo plane into Nashville to sing before the game. So allow me to stop this before it even starts. It is Rascal Flats. Rascal Flats. Flats, 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 Alvin. Maybe I need a flat alarm because the fat alarm does not exist. We're not having it. I don't do that. It's not what I'm about, and nor is this show about that. You go live that life. You go host your own show. Host your own show on Twitter with that, Caleb. If you see Corey Maggette, let him know we are efforting. If not, I'm going to keep moving. I've got basketball. I've got hockey. I've got baseball. I've got thoughts on James Harden. Did you see that GQ interview with James Harden? Awesome stuff also. Kevin Byard, top of the hour. Andy Green in hour number three. Moving right through it on a Friday. Hey, Hawk, why don't you pick up a telephone call? I know it's a lot to ask. You do screen the calls, right? They're all lit. They all want in. Nobody's on the screen. Open phones right now. 1-800-636-8686. We're coming right back. Hopefully a good telephone call when we do. First up, though, a sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We'll be right back.
Friday is an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros, submit a question, listen later on. Remember, you want to submit it right there. Don't do it on Twitter. I get lots of ATP questions that are really good on Twitter, but that's not the way we play that. Send it to that address. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, breaking news. Dallas Cowboys and Dez Bryant reportedly having a meeting this morning. And lots of people on Twitter, lots of reputable people, credible people are tweeting about that meeting, what it means, what's going to happen. Lots of different things. And speculation is they may be on the verge of cutting him. Adam Schefter tweeted 21 minutes ago, Cowboys expected to release Dez Bryant barring an unexpected last-minute change of heart. Per at Todd Archer and me, but the plan going into the meeting is now underway, was to part ways with Bryant. Ian Rappaport also was tweeting, it's Dez Bryant and Jerry Jones in a room, difficult to predict the outcome, emotions will be involved. Others tweeting about it. This tweet is... Dez just tweeted, let's start the process. Hashtag unbothered. Hashtag throw up the X. Sort of cryptic, Dez. What's the process? The process in Dallas or the process someplace else? Other speculation that he said on the way out of the meeting, I'll see you guys twice a year. And I will cite that tweet in just 1 minute. So he may be done. He may already be done in Dallas. The tweet that I am talking about, Mickey Spagnola, he tweeted. He's a columnist for DallasCowboys.com. All right, so DallasCowboys.com. He would know. Dez walked out saying, I'll see guys twice this year, I'm told. So that's that. So it sounds like Dez is gone. All right, so my snap reaction to it, this is not shocking. This isn't shocking. It's not surprising. They have been moving in this direction for several months now. The only thing really shocking to me is that it's not a bigger story than it was, in the sense that the Dallas Cowboys, whenever there's anything relating to the Cowboys, any news relating to the Cowboys, nobody likes people looking at them more than Jerry Jones. They actually did a very good job of managing this. For the Cowboys, they did an amazing job of keeping this under wraps and this not being bigger than it was. Or is, or could have been, or would have been. I mean, now it'll be bigger. But I'm amazed that this was not the biggest story of the entire offseason. But they did a good job of managing this, because this is not surprising. Remember that report that Dez was going to work on his route tree? You know, maybe that's something you get to earlier in your career. Maybe that's something you get to before you can't break five flat in the 40. But they were moving in this direction. This is not at all surprising to anybody other than Dez, I think. He's not the player that he was. It's going to save them a lot of money under the cap, about $8.5 million. Not surprising. Cowboy fan, your reaction to it? I mean, you're not going to come in here and tell me you're surprised by this, right? What's going to happen? Where do you think this guy's going to end up? Is he going to meet them twice a year? Is he going to stay in the division? Is he going to go to Philadelphia so he can carve them up twice a year? Are they making the right decision? And no, he's not going to the Rams. Justin Reeves tweets, Dez Bryant released. Now, if the 49ers can get him and Odell Beckham, they'll only finish 8 games back of the Rams. Tommy from NC tweets, I once rolled face down a jagged mountainside. Signed, Mickey Rourke. Stay on topic. Stay on topic. Rourke's face is not a topic. Did I roll out and say that? Did I roll out here on Friday and say, hey, yo, clones, what's up? Nice to have you here. I'm Jim Rome. I'm in Southern California. What's going on? Here's a topic for you. Mickey Rourke's face. What happened to it? No. I did not say that was a topic. Stick to the topic. Stay on topic. One more email. Jim. Oh, hell yeah. So glad to have San Diego back in the jungle. I totally missed all you French fry stuffed California burrito eating, flat brimmed, Hurley hat wearing, black tube sock and short rocking, craft beer sipping, beach bum living, non-football team having San Diego clones. Welcome 97.3 The Fan, signed Caleb in Green Bay. Man, you are making a mess of it today, Caleb. War San Diego clone getting hyped and taking their rash guard off. Hey, one thing, Caleb. One thing. Name one thing wrong with any of the things you just listed. You're taking a run at San Diego clone for all these things that are awesome. Dude, you live in Green Bay. There's nothing wrong with that. But believe me, there's nothing wrong with living in America's finest city, San Diego. I know. I used to live there. Hey, Caleb, what's going on? Look out your window, bro. What's it look like out there? Because I'm looking at the weather report, and it looks to me like 33 degrees and rain, broham. It's going to snow any second, Caleb. I'm looking at San Diego. I see blue skies and a lot of water and all the things you mentioned. Craft beer sipping. Oh, man, that must suck. Living by the beach. That's a horrible way to go through life. Non-football team having. I live in and around L.A. They went 21 years without a football team. Come on, Caleb, do better. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Adam Hawk, what's up? Hour number one. Wake the hell up, Hawk. Put your headphones on, man. What's up? Dude, you look like you haven't slept in 3 days. What's going on with you?
Well, I've been sleeping on a floor since Saturday.
You're not getting better.
I'm getting better. It's just taking forever. And, yeah, I've just been on tile for the last 5 days.
Really quickly, for those who don't know, why do you sleep on the floor? The wife hates you. She kicked you out of the master. Or what happened?
Or I threw out my back putting on a golf shoe Saturday and have been in full-blown recovery mode ever since.
Yeah, because, dude, you look like crap.
Thank you.
No offense. You just don't look good, dude. Dude, I remember what you looked like when you started working here a year ago. You look like you've aged 15 years. What's up, man?
It's a, I put a lot into this gig, obviously, and
it's not obvious.
And it's showing.
Obvious to whom? Listen, what do you got going this weekend? I'm curious. Last weekend went miserably when you tried to put on a golf shoe and you threw out your back. What about this weekend?
It's Friday the 13th, which means most tattoo shops do discounted tattoos. So I'm going to go hit up Maddie Higgins at the parlor today and see if I can't find something.
Because this is great. People do things like this. Like, I need that instant gratification. I'm going to buy something shiny. I'm going to go to the store and buy something, and kind of, you know, the dopamine will start going off in my brain. Is that how you are with ink? Like, will that make you feel better on the way home? I'm going to stop and get some ink.
Yeah. In fact, after I got the Griffey Cat tattoo, I already went and got another one. So this would be the second since the Griffey Tat.
Dude, you need attention pretty badly, don't you?
No.
You need people to look at you, don't you?
I didn't even talk about this one. I didn't even talk about this one.
Really?
The second one,
well,
yeah.
Dude, you knew. Look, let's be straight. You knew that I was going to ask you something about something relating to the program and that you were going to have a locked and loaded answer about getting ink. So you did talk about this, Hawk. This was your plan all along.
No, to be fair, you called on me.
Right.
And you asked me what I was doing this weekend, and it's literally what I'm going to do right after the show.
Get ink.
Yeah. If there's something there that I want, because...
Oh, there's something there. Come on, don't act like you don't know what you're going to get, Hawk. Come on, you have another cat, right?
Well, you have...
Was there a hamster that you're going to get, or like...
Oh, my phone's ringing right now. Sorry about that.
Why don't you go pick that up? Why don't you go pick that up? That might be a hotline call. Boy, that's something, huh? He's going to get more ink. That's how to go into the weekend. 1-800-636-8686. All right, fair enough. You're right. I did ask you the question. However, you answered the question. And that's how you answered the question. So now you're kind of stuck in the middle of how much time do you have left in this segment? You can do it. By the time you get that call up, you'll be down to about 4.5 minutes. I would try and move that. Let's not force that. And let's not pick up the conversation you and I were having where it was because it already went sideways. Enjoy your time at the tat shop. Get yourself some ink. Let's go to Colorado. Louie in Colorado. Louie, good to have you on. What's up?
Not much, Tim. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Louie, how about you? How are things?
Doing well, man. So, Cal, living up in Colorado, and I got your answer for the trivia question with it being Shannon Sharp.
That's it.
The Denver tour stop.
It was.
Pepsi Center.
That's right. Were you there?
My wife, I was like, you got to check this guy out. If he ripped his shirt off, my man is yoked. And, yeah, he's chiseled. He is chiseled. Anyways, that's about all I got for you. War Joe Jose, war Super Mix Carnitas Burrito, and war me making you a martini with Gordon's Gin back in 1998 at the Rusty Pelican before you knew what the Blues special was.
I don't know, dude. That does not sound like something I would do, honestly. I have never... I think I would remember a Gordon's martini back in the day before I knew what the Blue was. In fact, I've told that story before. I was not about that life. I was not about Gordon's. I was about the Beef Eater. That's what I did. So I don't know. I may have to call bull on that story. But he nailed Shannon Sharp. It was Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp was the guy who ripped his shirt off at a tour stop. And I thought about it for 1 second. And luckily, I caught myself and I checked myself and I did not do it. He was shredded. Probably still is. 1-800-636-8686. Hit us up. What do you got going this weekend? Let's talk Knicks for a minute. So the Knicks fired Jeff Hornacek. And as I mentioned, they want to have a conversation with Jay Wright. They want a word with Jay Wright. And I've got their word. Hilarious. According to Frank Isola of the New York Daily News, the team intends to reach out to Wright. A source close to the team believes that he would be the perfect candidate for rebuilding the club. And me, Jim Rome, a source who could not be further away from that team, believes that might be the biggest waste of time ever. And as classy as Jay Wright is, if they want to spare themselves a hell of a lot of embarrassment, they won't even bother picking up that phone to lob the man a call. I mean, I guess on the one hand, I kind of respect it. Kind of. You got to shoot your shot, right? And if you're the Knicks and you want to talk to Jay Wright, you may as well try to talk to Jay Wright. Just do not expect that to be a long conversation. The Knicks won 29 games this year. They won 31 games last year. Villanova won 36 this year. They won 32 last year, playing half the amount of games that the Knicks did. I mean, honestly, why would this guy want to trade that smooth-running machine that he has built in Philly for that long-running dumpster fire that's ablaze in New York? I mean, what person driving a Jaguar says, you know what, this is nice and all, but what I really want is to drive a busted-up AMC Gremlin or Matador with mismatched doors, broken headlights, and plastic wrap for windows. You know, like this Bose sound system is nice, but you know what would make this thing better? An 8-track and those speakers that I found on some curb. Hell no. This guy's won 2 national championships in 3 years. He's got this thing rolling. Why would he go to the Knicks? The job that he has is better than anything they can offer him. Yes, I said it. The best thing about the Knicks is the building they play in. That's the best thing about the Knicks. Don't get me wrong. I love Kristaps. This guy is a true unicorn. The kind of player who comes along like pretty much never. But I don't think that Jay Wright is leaving Philly, even if the big man and Frankie Smokes were there to pick him up themselves. And I'm not here to bash the Knicks. That's not what this is about. Although I could easily spend the next 2 hours discussing the Knicks and what a disgrace they become. And the fact that for a team with an alleged rich tradition, they have not won a championship in 45 years. They've won 2 overall. The Miami Heat have more championships, and they've got more tradition than the Knicks, and they were almost named after a detective show starring Don Johnson. But again, I'm not here to crush the Knicks. That's not what this is about. I am here to praise Jay Wright. And as a person close to Wright told Isola, quote, he told me years ago that he wanted to make Villanova into the Duke of the Northeast. It would take a lot for him to leave, end quote. Yeah, well, 2 championships in 3 years, they practically are the Duke of the Northeast. Wright has a plan. He knows what works at Villanova. He learned that the hard way. He went to school on it. He came back an even better coach. He's developed a system that is brutal and it's devastating. A system so good that people want to change the rules of college basketball because of it. And it's not a situation where he just won a championship and the era is coming to an end because a few guys are about to bounce for the NBA. They're not rebuilding, they're reloading. You think this guy wants to throw that away on a place where coaches go to die? For who? For what? for more money? You know how much more money it would take to get this guy to leave? Because it would be a lot less control, a lot more games, a lot more pressure, and a lot more stress. Why do you think Phil Jackson wanted to coach like the first quarter of home games every other month? And for what? No guarantee of good results. In fact, if you're going to the Knicks, you're pretty much guaranteed bad results. Again, if the Knicks want to, they should go ahead and take that shot. They should make that call. Just don't feel badly when Jay Wright doesn't answer. I know I wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't. When we come back, we start hour number two. Tennessee Titans safety Kevin Byard is going to be my guest. I'm trying to move Corey Maggette around. And Andy Green, Padres manager, joins me in hour number three. Thanks for the answer to the question. The guy who ripped his shirt off the tour stop back in the day, Shannon Sharp at the Pepsi Center in Denver. All right, we are coming right back. Do not go anywhere. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. There's hour number one. Kevin Byard joins us when we return.